Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another After Show here. We are covering Bachelor in Paradise Season 5's Episode 2 and 3. So much drama went down. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get into it all right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to me, Christine.
Yes.
So romantic.
Almost paradise.
Woo! Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love this song so much, and I love the intros for the show, too, because it just, like, sets the tone. They're like, this is going to be ridiculous, and it really is. It's so freaking good. I love it. Oh, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We have a full panel tonight. I'm your host, Christina Zias, and next to me, I have Christine. You know Christine.
What's up, guys?
But we're super excited. We have two new ladies on the panel tonight that are Bachelor franchise super fan. So, ladies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. We have Pamela and Mina.
Hi, guys. And seriously, Christina, thank you so much for bringing me on. Aww. She knows how much I am crazy about this franchise.
Guys, obviously we do the after show here, but we talk about Bachelor in Paradise. We talk about, like, Bachelor Nation all week long, all year long. Mm-hmm. We're super fans, and we know you guys are too, obviously, if you're listening, watching. And I think we've all come to an agreement that this is the best part of the franchise, right?
100%.
Now it is, yeah. Now it is. And the way back, I used to be like, I don't get Paradise. And I used to like The Bachelorette, The Bachelorette more than Paradise. And now I'm finally sold that Paradise is way better because they actually have lasting relationships come out of the show. And there's just so much drama, and it's more interactions between guys and girls instead of everyone fawning over just one person.
I got messages about this. Do you guys know that the filming for Bachelor in Paradise ended early? It was only 2 weeks, and it ended early because they had so much content after 14 days they didn't need to keep taping.
Oh, I believe
no.
it.
Oh, my God.
So crazy. Look at how much has happened in 3 episodes.
But I think it's really only 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Can you fall in love in 2 weeks?
I think so.
Really?
Absolutely. You've never been on vacation and fallen in love?
Yeah.
In, like, 1 week?
Well, in one week?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? I used to live for vacation romances.
Yeah. But that's a bummer for the people that wanted to spend more time with someone that they connected with, or the people that thought they were going to get rotated in on week 3 and that never happened for
them.
Yeah,
that is true.
That is wild.
That is true.
Saves a lot of money on production costs,
well,
though.
Well, it's basically been keeping up with Tia and Colton for the last 2 days. Just so I think that's where a bulk of the airtime went to, am I right?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I was struggling in last night's episode watching it. Colton and Tia, the back and forth, I just found it so disingenuous, both of them. I felt for Colton, honestly, because they came back from their date. Tia obviously was, like, way more into him than he is into her, as we've seen, like, over the past couple months. Mm-hmm. And at the end, like, he was pretty much telling her, like, I'm just not that into you. Like, I want to date other people. And she just wasn't getting it, or it just wasn't what she wanted to hear.
And then she tried to sort of trick/manipulate him into giving her into her give. She was trying to make him say, I like you. And when he wasn't saying it, she said, you might not get a rose if you don't tell me you like me. Mm-hmm. It was very creepy.
Well, Christine, what did you think about it?
That was uncomfortable for me. And we were talking about this off air that I started to be really proud of Tia for a hot second. I was like, oh, maybe
and
she's
going to
really.
And then I shut it down.
Maybe she's going to actually just say, you know what, I deserve better. But then it quickly morphed into what you said, Pamela, about just an ultimatum, and Colton felt that, and it was just, I mean, I was like, well, where do we go from here? I could not have predicted the turn that we saw just a couple minutes later.
Yeah.
I feel like an ultimatum only works if there is this constant back and forth between two people for an extended period of time, and I don't feel like Tia and Colton had that, even though it seems like they did because of Becca's season. I don't feel like they genuinely had that. Like, I feel
one-sided.
Like an ultimatum works when you're like Ashley Iaconetti and you find Kevin, and then all of a sudden Jared's like, okay, like, I missed my chance, and I don't know. Like, I feel like ultimatums only work when there's an established relationship, but one person isn't fully in it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel for Colin in this instance, too, because, okay, say you want to believe that he's there for the right reasons and that he really wants to find love. She is pretty much telling him, like, you can't be with anyone else, and she's really sabotaged any potential for other relationships. Like, no girl kind of wanted to touch him, and that's not fair to him either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but don't you think in a way, like, this is kind of me playing devil's advocate? I feel like he's trying to, like, position himself as, like, oh, I'm so heartbroken over Becca. That's why I can't be with, like, Tia or anyone right now. And it's like, okay, really?
I don't think that's why he doesn't want to be with Tia. Yeah. I think he definitely tries to play that card a little bit to get sympathy, mm-hmm. just because I think he wants America to love him. But I think he straight up just isn't that into Tia.
I think so, too, after last night. Only because, like, exactly what you said. He could be with her, but he keeps telling her about so many words, like, it's not going to happen.
And almost in so many words. Like, the one thing I'll say about Colton and everything that happened last night is he was never dishonest. He was never playing her. I felt like the three white pants guys were totally out of line coming at Colton for the playing with Tia's heart. It's like, he's allowed to do whatever he wants, and he was not lying to her or leading her on, as we'll get to tonight. We saw even more the Goose Gang, but he was straight up. He said, I'm not saying it's over forever, but I want to pursue other things. She's not hearing it. It doesn't mean he's not saying it.
I mean, okay, for a second, it's like I want to sympathize with Tia, because I get it. When you really like somebody, your blinders are on, and he's not full, like, if he's just said, I don't like you anymore, like, those are more concrete words. He's trying not to be harsh with how he's telling it to her. Mm-hmm. And that's my issue with Colton. Like, I feel like he should just be a little bit more direct. But at the same time, Tia, like, this is your ultimatum now. Right. You need to just say for yourself, not to Colton, like, totally. Do I stay or do I go? It's not about if he wants me to stay or go anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emma C in the chat world, by the way. Hey, chat world. We love you guys. Hey. Emma C said, I feel like Tia has turned Bachelor in Paradise into her own little bachelorette show because she's still salty that she didn't get chosen to be the bachelorette. I think that's a great observation, and I agree with you.
Can we talk about everyone being in on that, though?
That's true. Like, everyone is making it her bachelorette.
Everybody's doing it. Everyone's so concerned with their relationship, forgetting about their own. Like, it just feels like for a good half the show, it's the Tia and Colton show, and then it's like, okay, but everybody else.
I hope she goes home. Wouldn't it be great if she just got sent home tonight?
They will not let her go home.
Oh, God, it would be so great.
They won't. Are you kidding me?
The only reason I want them to be together is so I can say hashtag Coltia. That's the only reason.
Coltia?
Coltia.
You shipped their name already?
Yeah. Yes.
You like that?
Coltia? I like Coltia.
I don't like anything about them. I'm sure they're nice people.
The name.
My issue with Colton is more on his flip-flopping emotions in terms of, like, his journey to find love. That's what was killing me tonight.
Okay, so let's get into that, because from last night, we had the rose ceremony, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go through it really quickly before we get into tonight's episode. Girls had the roses. Crystal gave it to Kenny. They had their one-on-one date, which I totally did not believe in at all. I was like, Kenny, do you really see Crystal being, like, your baby's mama? Like, I'm sorry. Like, no. Crystal, like, I feel like it was fake laughs the entire time. I just didn't believe that, but good for her for giving him a rose. Astrid gave it to Kevin. Tia gave it to Chris. Kendall gave it to Joe. Annalise to Jordan. Nisha to Eric. Chelsea to David. Angela to John. And then Bibiana to Colton, which was so producer-driven.
Oh, mm-hmm. The chat is blowing up right now about this producer-driven move, which I think as a panel we can all agree.
Yeah, 100%. Like, come on, really, Bibiana and Colton? Like, oh, no. Colton deserves to find love? Like, oh, you just came up with that? Really? Like, someone didn't feed that to you? That's like when Nick got a rose on Bachelor in Paradise, and they're like, oh, he just deserves to find love. He's such a good person. But that was a little more authentic than this time, because that was given from the twins who actually had a friendship mm-hmm. that was pre-existing. In this scenario, since when in Bibiana and Colton, well, like, when do they ever hang out?
You do bring up a good point, though, because Ashley I got to stay one time. I think mm-hmm. they just, like, brought in an extra rose for her. She's like, oh, I guess
right.
I just get to stay. Yeah. So, like, they have done this before.
Because she's great TV. That's why.
And the Colton Tia drama is great TV, too. So I guess
it's not over yet. We got to see. ABC wants us to see that one all the way through. Even if those two end up alone in the end, we're going to catch every single moment of it.
Good. And I would be bummed if Colton had left. Like, that is, I want to see that play out, too. Definitely want more of that.
You guys in the chat room, were you upset that Bibiana gave Colton her rose, or are you happy he's staying? Would love to see that. I was mostly upset that Will's left.
Hmm. Well, I'm also really sad. That's why I'm wearing this Paradise-inspired t-shirt tonight.
That is
tonight.
So good for Will. I love that.
To everyone who's watching us on YouTube, if you're listening on iTunes, catch it later if you can. But I'm wearing a floral t-shirt from my boo, Wills.
Yeah.
Hashtag Wills for Bachelor, but also hashtag call me. But I was sad about that because I don't know if you guys have seen on the internet, there was a picture circulating of Wills and Bibiana kind of cuddled up. Oh. And
I see it.
I follow, yeah. Okay, so I follow one Bachelor Nation spoiler page, only because Becca season's over now. And they just give updates. But they said, I wish we could have gotten more airtime for these two. And it was like a heart. And it was a picture of them that looked really, like, friendly but fun. And I'm curious, like, what didn't we see? Where did it, was it just that boring? Like, did no one give Wills any love? Like,
I guess.
But it's Wills, guys.
I don't know, because I think he seems, like, so much fun. He seems like he has a great personality. I think he's super cute. I kind of don't get it. I don't know why he wasn't on anyone's radar. The only thing I could think of is that maybe he was, I don't know, in the house too long with Becca on her season, that maybe the girls didn't get to know him enough. Or maybe, like, the way... I don't know.
I don't know
either.
Do you
guys have a theory?
Because I don't know why Chicken David is still there. Who gave it to Chicken over, I think, Chelsea?
Chelsea.
Why? Instead of Wills?
I mean, I guess I could see Chelsea with David a little bit more than I can see her with Wills, though.
Yeah, and David's not a bad... Like, you guys all act like David is so undesirable.
David is the worst person in the world. He's the worst kind of person.
He's really not the worst kind of person.
I was with you on that until tonight. He's on my shit list. Yeah, now.
I've listened to interviews with him. I actually genuinely think he's, like, a good guy. But he's just... the show format brings out the most annoying parts of his personality, right? But I genuinely think he's, like, a good person. He's, like, a mama's boy. He seems really sweet. But he always has, like, this bone to pick with Jordan that he's never going to win. Like, he's never going to win in a battle against Jordan. So I don't know why he keeps going at it. But I still really like him.
You do?
Mm. Yeah. There's something about him that's super endearing. He's really adorable. And he's a little annoying. But there's still something about him where I'm like, but he's still a good person. Like, Chris is kind of douchey, right? Like, Chris I'm like, ugh, like, I'm so over it. But David's not an asshole. He's just, like, annoying.
Right.
There's a difference.
Yeah, he's teetering on the line for me, though.
He's not an asshole, though.
Only
he's...
because tonight I felt like he, that was, like, it was a very paradise move to swoop in on someone else's girl. I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
But it was just an asshole move to me because it's, like, you're going after Jordan's girl. You could go after anybody else, but you're going to go after Jordan's girl. It's just... you're stuck on this pattern with him. Like, just let it go. Because at this point now, it's really you deciding to keep this going.
Yeah. But I think he genuinely was attracted to Jenna. And, oh, like, he could
you think
give...
so? I think it's mostly, like, the producers are like, but I think, oh, you should get like keep this up with Jordan because go steal his girl. It's her birthday.
I still think he genuinely was attracted to her. But the fact that Jordan was with her gave him that extra, like, push, you know? Yeah. To be like, yeah, I'm going to go
after
it. I can see
that. This is why I think David's the worst, though. Because it's not just that he's going after... girls that, because he also hit on Annalise. Was he genuinely interested in her? He hit on her the night before,
too. He probably likes blondes,
honestly. Okay, but then, so listen, when he's hitting on them, this is why he's the worst. When he's hitting on them, he's negging the women while he's hitting on them. It's this sort of weird, he was telling Annalise he did the settle again. He said, like, oh, it's just like Jordan would just settle for you. So it's like, he's insulting them. And then, with this girl, he was so trying to get in Jordan's head that he made it like, well... good talk. Good birthday. It's like you just came and sat there and gave her a cake, and he is just doing it. I don't think he's interested in Jenna.
No, he's just doing it to bother Jordan.
And it's like, get a life, dude.
I mean, like, that makes for such great TV. I know this is so horrible for me to say. Like, I was just getting such a kick out of watching Jordan, like, kind of, like, squirm and see how he handled himself. But also, Jenna was totally getting a kick out of that. Like, she was loving the attention so much. You could tell that she was playing it up so much. She's like, yeah, you know, like, David and I, like, we have a connection. And, like, yeah, we have, like, I like his sense of humor. Like, yeah, it's nothing like mine, but I guess I like it. And it's like, get out of here. You do not like David. You just want Jordan to work even harder and be jealous. Like,
I mean, she was playing it right.
It was so
ridiculous. I think so, too. Yeah.
You have to play it like that with someone like Jordan. Like, you have to, because he's too cocky. He needs to know that he can't take her for granted.
So a lot of people in the chat role are saying, and this is something that I find interesting, they are saying that it was nice that, and find it confusing almost, that David was the one to go console Colton after his talk with Becca. And do you guys remember that? We started this episode off with Colton's closure. Which I think was so manufactured.
Yeah.
And Christine, you gave such a good point while we were watching this, because for me, it was so hard to watch Colton and Becca together and then forget about all the guys talking about it. All the guys were like, Colton needs to leave. Colton needs to leave. I'm like, you guys just want, like, a good-looking guy out of here so badly.
Seriously.
Grocery Store Joe was the only one like, I think he should stay.
He was the
only one. And all the other guys wanted him to go. They're like, he's just not ready. He's just not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, but obviously, obviously he got this closure from Becca in those 5 minutes of conversation. Sure. I'm so happy that he was so deeply in love with her, but that she was able to convince him that he deserved more. But anyways, Christine brought up such a good point while we were watching this, because after the final rose was taped, after this whole scenario.
Right.
And Colton said he got closure from Becca on after the final rose.
Maybe it was better close closure. He got super closure.
Yeah.
Five minutes versus 10 minutes.
I could be getting the timeline wrong, but that's what stuck out to me. I'm like, wait, he's acting like this is the first time he's ever seen her. But I'm like, I'm thinking after the final rose obviously happened before this, right? Because then how did he get on Paradise?
No, I think Paradise already shot.
Yeah, Paradise
and then
already
after the
shot.
Final rose.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm confusing the timeline.
Okay.
But it still
doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me that he was that distraught over it. I'm going to credit the producers for talking Colton maybe into a mental breakdown that day. But
so you believe those tears? Am I just, like, being such a hater? Because you guys can tell me if I am.
Okay,
I'm okay with
not,
that.
You're not being a
I
hater.
I just really don't believe anything that Colton says or does. And I feel bad because he seems like I'm sure he's a good guy. I think it's something in the way he smiles. Like, I feel like
that's
there's
what I said.
Always something
it's
up.
It's a smirk. It's not a smile. Yeah. It's like
he's, like, very sly. Like, I feel like there's always something
My mom says the same exact thing, and my mom never comments on this stuff. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. He just seems sneaky. And my mom has never been wrong about anyone.
It just freaked me out, A, that he was that emotional. Yes. B, the fact that just a few seconds prior, he was telling David that he couldn't even imagine a conversation with Becca because he'd be incomprehensible. And he is just so boohooing and beside himself. And then he comes over there, he's like, hey, like, you know, like that weird smile. And like, I don't know if it's just his nervous energy type thing. I don't want to rag on the guy too much. But I guess from watching a lot of his interviews this past week and feeling that very calculated bachelor response to a lot of things, and just the way he even talks about, you know, well, we have to see how Paradise ends. Like, I don't know. Like, it just makes, I just get the impression that he doesn't end up with anybody, and this is all just part of his campaign to be Bachelor.
I couldn't agree more. You feel like he's purposely trying to avoid finding love because he thinks he can have a better selection later on?
I think he thinks he could be the next Bachelor, and if he really tries to find love but isn't successful, it's like the perfect almost like recipe for him to be the Bachelor.
But I feel like most guys like wouldn't do that. I feel like most guys would be like, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and they would like, it's just that instant gratification of wanting to go for what's right in front of them, if it means making out, doing whatever, like physically. So, but we all know Colton's a virgin, so that might be the reason why he's not so quick to like pounce on that opportunity.
I mean, that could be something too. Like, this could be an uncomfortable environment for him, right? Like, I feel like everyone's like kind of sleeping together. They're all like sharing beds and rooms.
Yeah.
So like,
and
that could be something.
He's not like really familiar with that type of, like, even though he's like hunky and like beautiful, like he's not comfortable with that.
He did handle, I don't agree with you, Christine, that he's hiding something necessarily. I was not into him until last night. I kind of felt like, gosh, everyone back off. Colton's not doing anything that wrong. He's being honest. I think he's a little awkward about certain things, but mainly he needs to get laid. It's like, that is, he needs to get laid. It's going to,
I love that.
It was, seriously, like, there's a lot of like, that's,
maybe that's
it. Yeah, I think that would really help him.
I will say Colton has to have the ultimate poker face, I think, in Paradise and play his cards really well, because one minute the guys are behind him, then they're hating him, then the next minute the girls, I don't know, like, he just, you're right, he does have a lot coming his way, I will say that, but, I mean,
and then the guys,
he's handling it, I guess,
do exactly what they're pretending he's doing, so it's like, don't pretend you care, guys, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
at all.
I guess you're right, like, I understand your point of view. I think I haven't trusted him since I first saw him on Becca's season. And I don't believe it. I think his narrative, his, like, story is, like, too perfectly put together.
I see that. See that. There's something I didn't like him on Becca's season.
I didn't feel that way until recently, though, because in the beginning of Becca's season, I always felt like, no, Colton is so cute. He's so adorable. I honestly thought, like, there was nothing, like, there mentally where I thought, oh, he's just, like, a sweet guy, like, good values, whatever, until it was, like, mental all, where I'm like, oh, wow, he's actually super aggressive. Maybe this was all a ploy to be, like, super sweet and cute. And then my perspective of him started, like, gradually changing once Bachelor in Paradise began, mm-hmm. and men tell.
So you like him a little bit better now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I used to like him a lot.
Right. I'm the reverse of you.
And I feel like I'm starting to like him less now. Because I thought he was, like, so sweet and, like, pure, and I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. Mixed feelings.
I need to find this really quickly, because this is exactly why I don't like Colin, from his Instagram last night.
Ooh.
I don't know if you guys saw it. Oh, my gosh, did he delete it? No, he said, he posted a photo of him and Tia on a jet ski, and he said, welcome back to Keeping Up with Colton and Tia in Paradise. And I just feel like he is so douchey. Like, he loves all of this, like, attention, mm-hmm. all the media. And I don't know. I really have bad feelings about this one.
Okay.
Well, that coupled with everything else that's going on, I think the common thread here is that he wants people to keep talking about him. Whether it's good or bad, we all know in Bachelor Nation, your perception of somebody mm-hmm. can change like this.
Right.
So right now, he's already built a common thread from these failed relationships with both Tia and Becca that women could potentially care about him and could later care about his happiness to eventually find the one he wants.
Right.
Enter the Bachelor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, storyline here. So...
I mean, yeah. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I'm still hoping for Jason for Bachelor. If he's the Bachelor and I didn't apply, I'm going to be so angry.
You better apply now, though.
Nominate me, guys.
I'd rather see John as the Bachelor, frankly.
Guys,
I love John.
John had such a great episode. I was so happy for him. I cannot believe, like, all these girls are so into him. At first, I was like, is it just because he's, like, part of Venmo? Is that why they're all into John?
He's so cute, though.
He's so genuine. Such a great personality.
The dimples.
And I just feel like...
The dimples.
And someone in the chat room said this. They need to find more guys like Grocery Store Joe.
Right.
And Venmo John. Like real people who actually want to find love. Like I feel like Joe and John remind me of the people early on in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Before all like the social media fame and everything like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's a personal
and
trainer.
They've never had like a plus-sized woman on the show. They've never had like... a bigger guy that wasn't muscly.
Don't be crazy. They're not going to do that.
like, seriously, like, it took forever for them to even have, like, a black bachelorette. It's just crazy that they haven't, like, thrown in more things into the mix. Like, a plus-size woman, like,
or like
more diversity. Finally, we have, like, more Asian Americans on the show. It's just, like, catch up, ABC, catch up. As much as I love the franchise, I just feel like diversity is seriously lacking, but it is getting better each and every year.
Yeah.
It is, definitely.
Baby steps.
I was so happy for John because we didn't even see him on Becca's season.
No.
I feel like I didn't get to know him at all. Mm-hmm. And tonight he had two dates. Not one, but two.
And he did have the best men tell all, like, one-liner ever. Like, when he was talking about, like...
I don't remember what he said.
Remember when he was talking about the statistical probability of Jordan swiping on Tinder matches?
That's funny.
It was,
funny.
Like, literally the best thing I had ever seen. So that had me sold. I love him.
So funny. Okay, so let's get into John's dates real quick. We had him with Caroline first. Caroline was very awkward, in my opinion, when she came into Paradise. And it's funny because she seemed so confident and cool, like, standing up to Ari... Mm-hmm. On what was it, like, Women Tell All, I guess, last season?
Yeah.
And she was a hot mess in tonight's episode. Why was she so nervous?
You know what? When she was talking about her past relationship and how it was, like, really bad and how he kind of, like, made her feel bad all the time, I kept thinking, like, did that mess with her confidence to the degree that she feels like she's not beautiful or she's not wanted or valued or sought after, where she would act like, oh, I'm just, like, this awkward girl? Which is so weird because when you look at her, you're like, wow, she's stunning. Like, there's something about her that's kind of like Jennifer Garner-esque, where she's like this adorable girl next door, kind of hot, kind of beautiful. Like, but you're like trying to figure out what her personality is. And when she's like, oh, I want to go after someone who's nice and sweet, like, I felt like that revealed a lot about her character, like that she's willing to see past, like, oh, well, he's not like this hunky macho guy I normally date. He's like a normal person and he seems sweet and smart. I actually really respected her for that and for like looking past like what a hunky, like, sexy bachelor should look like.
I think that's a good point. Maybe somebody hurt her before she came on to Paradise and she's a little, her esteem is a little shaken because she was cool on Ari season two.
Yeah.
On this, she came in and was just nervous and weird, just so much nervous energy that didn't seem in keeping with what we've seen from her before.
I like her even more now than I did before. So
I don't know why. I like her way more. I liked her way more on Ari season up until the end. And I think I just found her just disingenuous then too, where I feel like she was just there to like kind of be in Becca's spotlight or tell Ari off, which I didn't really like. I sometimes don't necessarily believe, oh my gosh, we are best friends forever and ever right away. So I think that's why I'm like a little standoffish towards her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was fine in tonight's episode. Obviously, she was super nervous, mm-hmm. which was refreshing to see because I'm like, okay, you're a human being.
Right. Yeah.
It is probably a very intimidating situation. You mm-hmm. get in there, there's so many people. You don't know a lot of them. A lot of people are coupled off already. And you're just like awkward. You don't want to like choose the wrong person or say the wrong thing, step on anyone's toes. And, you know, there's, like, a lot of beautiful women, like, running around in bikinis. Like, I could understand mm-hmm. that's an intimidating situation. But Jung was trying to connect so hard with her, and I feel like she was so distracted.
Yeah.
That my issue with her is that I don't believe she's falling in love with John. I think it's just a convenient person to be with because he wasn't with anyone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that she's really into him. She might want to be, but I don't think she is.
I agree.
But I also think when you meet someone who's like the first nice guy that you've met since something that like that wasn't that great, you kind of like want to latch out onto that or like cling mm-hmm. on to it because you're like, wow, like I haven't felt this in such a long time. And if you're someone that doesn't fall in love like quickly and easily, then you're more likely to want to hold on to something, even if it's not the right fit, because you know it's so rare to find someone that you have even the slightest chemistry with.
This is
the
one day.
Like, 10 hours. Yeah, I think you kind of just said that you can fall in love in one week, so 10 hours is, like, almost at the one
I know. That's, like, a three-month relationship at this point.
It seemed like their date was good until we saw his date with Jubilee. And then that's, like, real human connection. Like, it seemed like they had a connection.
Jubilee, though, like, hot damn.
Christine, talk about her.
She's hot. Well, before I talk about Jubilee, I will say with Caroline, I think it's to your point also, too, Minna, mm-hmm. that she said that she's never dated someone like him before, so I think mm-hmm. it's just that shiny new toy type mm-hmm. thing, and all coupled with the convenience, it's like, okay, if I'm gonna give this guy a shot who I normally wouldn't give the time of day, it would be now, and it works out in my favor because guys are choosing this week, so it definitely checks those
and
boxes.
Also the fact that he becomes more desirable when another woman goes after
him, of course,
and that always elevates your status, and no matter what, like if it's a guy pursuing a girl pursuing a guy, when someone else wants you, you want that thing even more, even if you never really wanted it that much to begin with. Mm.
Plus, he did lead with saying that he, like, crushed on her prior to her coming. He did mm-hmm. say that. And I was like, well, okay, you're putting your cards out there already, honey.
Right.
Yeah.
But Jubilee, I will say, that was a wild card. I did mm-hmm. not see her coming.
She was from...
Ben's season.
And Paradise season 3, I believe. Didn't she go to... No?
Yes.
She went to Paradise season 3.
She was friends with,
like, Amanda Stanton, because she didn't go to season 4.
Oh, okay.
That's the season my sister
went
on.
Oh, she was Nick's season. Nick by...
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's gorgeous. Hello.
Beautiful
girl, stunning, and she's very direct, which I really like, because I feel like that's going to create some good TV if she does stick around. It seems like her and John, you know, hit it off. They have this, like, nerdy thing in common.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. I know we said, like, you didn't really see the connection between her and, I mean, Caroline and John, but I see it between John and Julie.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
I do, too.
Like, I definitely see it.
It was real people having a real conversation, like, that would happen not in Paradise. They were mm-hmm. talking about real life, and they didn't say, I want to leave here engaged. Me, too, every 2 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, it was shared
interest.
It was
just a normal conversation.
Like, I feel like I learned more about John and Jubilee than mm-hmm. I've learned about any other couple
absolutely.
In Paradise or this franchise. Like, I know John likes to play the guitar, but he's not very good at it.
Right.
Yeah. I know Jubilee plays the cello. Like, you don't know about any of these other people and the instruments they play. Like, they gave him a really good segment, mm-hmm. and maybe that was just the conversation we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Comparing that to, like, let's say Jordan and Jenna, who also had great chemistry, but on a completely different level.
That was like an aura thing. It was like an aura, a physical attraction, and sometimes you see someone and you're like, damn, like, I feel it. Versus with Jubilee and John, I feel like we never see conversations like that in the Bachelor franchise. Like, all these years, like, over a decade, mm-hmm. right? And we never see a conversation where it's like, okay, like, what do you do for a living? But not just the surface level title that you see, like, influencer on their, like, lower thirds. But, like, what do you actually do? And why are you passionate about it? And when he brought up the whole thing about finances and how, like, I don't like to tell people that I do this because I don't want people assuming anything about my financial situation. She's like, oh, no, no, I never assume that. I just know that you're really, really smart. And I was like, this is like a cute conversation. Yeah. I mean, it.
It was also realistic because I'm sure he probably meets some gold diggers who definitely can catch wind of that. But
Silicon Valley? What?
I mean, who? Venmo? I have that. I have that app.
I have that app.
Girl, we all have that app.
Everybody has that app.
The chat seems to like her, too.
People love, in the chat world, love Jubilee, and they love her and John together.
John Belief. Yeah.
You guys, let's talk about Jordan and his little love triangle.
Oy vey.
Okay. So many thoughts. My first initial thought was Jordan and Jenna make sense.
Totally.
I like them together because I just feel like, yes, like I could see them together. Obviously, everyone else in Paradise thinks they're a good match, too. I felt so bad for Annalise. Mm-hmm. Everyone was just like, oh, yeah, Jordan. Like, it was love at first sight. Right. She's standing right there. Mm,
people were so inconsiderate. Like, you guys have zero shame, especially when, like, Jordan came back. And, like, I just want to know, did Jenna know that Jordan and
Annalise
had a thing? Because she acted like, if she did know, that was like really emotionally unintelligent of her.
What I want to know is, did they know she was coming? Because you guys caught that moment where Kevin said that Jordan was waiting for Jenna to arrive all day.
He said it like three times. I hope she comes today. I hope she comes today. I hope she comes today. Which is shady.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that means I feel like he was just using Annalise to get a rose. So he could stay until Jenna came.
And so intensely. Like, Jordan is Jordan, whatever. But he was pursuing her so hard. I'm here for you. Setting up dates. Getting her stuffed animals. Yes, for Annalise. It's like... He could have been flirty and let her on without being so all in. I mean, she is a little intense, but I don't blame her for being misled by him. He was acting. He said, I came here for my mom likes you. I mean, he laid it on so thick.
He really did.
That how could she not be?
But you guys, come on. Blindsided. You cannot be that surprised because on that final date with Becca, when he's like, when she's like trying to like figure out what connection they have, and he's like, basically talking about himself the whole time and saying, oh, you know, I bring so much to the table, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, I love that you laugh at my jokes. Like, when she's like, what do you like about me? And he's like, I love that you laugh at my jokes. It's like, oh, my God. Like, he finally found his match when he found Jenna, where it's like, you're a male version of me. Oh, my God, Ken and Barbie. Right. Oh, my God.
That's all good and dandy, but I agree with you that Annalise doesn't need to get hurt even more in the process. Because he could have held back on some of the things that he was saying, still enjoyed some good time with her, and didn't have to go that far. I'm sorry. This is one of the reasons why I do dislike Jordan, because his mouth gets away from him sometimes. I'm sorry. Like, the same way that he, you know, everybody was mindful about the Tia and Colton situation, they could have been mindful about Annalise's feelings, and so could Jordan. Like, there was no need to, like...
His breakup with her was, I had a fantastic date.
Oh, my God.
I had such a good date. I've never felt this way. But if it doesn't work out, I might come back to you.
Okay.
Know that.
That's breadcrumbing at its finest.
But that was never
so real, too. Take breadcrumbs, like, ever. Awful. Like, that. And I feel like Annalise is literally the kind of girl that will be like, oh, well, maybe it'll work out. Like, even though it clearly isn't going to work out. Like,
going
she
back
wants
to, the
like, to make something fit that really is not going to fit. And she deserves better.
This is my only thing. Do you really believe that Annalise thought Jordan was her match?
No.
Because I don't buy that for a second. So I'm like, you're not that heartbroken.
Right.
And I will say, part of me at first, I was like, you know what? I respect Jordan for just going up to Annalise and being super upfront. Just being like, listen, I had a great date. It's not going to work out. It wasn't the end where he was like, if she decides not to choose me, I'll still be here for you because you deserve love. I was like, damn, that was such a jerky move. But at least he had the courage to go up and say it to her face. Like, I had a great date. Like, yeah, we see it with Chris and Tia. Chris, like, made out with Crystal and didn't even, like, have the decency to come up to Tia and
say something. And Chris told everybody else that would listen.
Exactly.
Right? It's not like he was trying to keep it under wraps from Tia. He was like, yo, I made out with Crystal. It was the best.
I mean, I agree. And you definitely make a good point. Like, but it's like, we as viewers see it clear as day that Annalise shouldn't be that heartbroken.
Right.
But don't forget, she's in a pressure cooker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's already, like, dying to get a role. So whether or not she should, you know... should have seen it or not, it doesn't mean she doesn't have a right to be mad.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. he still did say all those things. And
oh,
then
no, she definitely has a right to be upset.
Yeah.
But not, she really has more of a right to be upset with production because they have done her dirty on Ari season and on Bachelor in Paradise. Girl, you deserve better.
Come on
our show. We'll give you some love. Yeah, she really does.
But
that's
honestly,
not cool.
She makes it sound like she has 1 year left to find love. She's right. Like, I want babies. I want to be a mom. I want to be married.
I wonder how old she
it's
is.
It's like, dude, you're not that old.
Right.
Like, relax.
I feel like that too, though.
No, but you've got to, though. Like, she has time. She's beautiful. I'm sure she can find someone in the real world.
Okay, but here's the thing. I will say, I can understand her insecurities. She is 33 years old. And okay. A lot of the other women there are, like, 25, 26.
Hmm.
So in the grand scheme of things, I can understand why she feels, like, a little bit more pressure, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you guys think about, before we wrap up, Crystal, Kenny, Chris, and Tia? We have a little foursome going on here. Kenny, you know, tried to set up a little romantic date.
Uh-huh.
I'm very happy with the way Crystal handled it because she was very sweet with it, but she was like, you know what, I want to pursue other things here, and I think there's a lot of beautiful babes coming in. You should pursue other women, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she let him down easy.
I think Crystal handled that the best way anyone could with so much grace, so much class, and we saw a completely different side of her that we never saw in Ari's season, where she was so composed, so empathetic, so genuine. And I was just like, okay, wow, I really respect her. Way to go, Crystal. And Kenny, like, I just love his ITMs when he's like, oh, I'm totally getting friend-zoned now, right? Like, as I have, like, this candlelit, like, set up over here. And I'm like, Kenny, like, you deserve the best. Like, he's the best daughter. He's the best dad. Like, he's honestly amazing.
That was a risky move considering the guys choose this week. But you're right. I think that was the nicest thing Crystal could have done in the way that she said it.
And she even said, if that means I don't get a rose, exactly. Like if I go home.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't think she will. I think someone's going
to
save
her. No, but that was nice of her to say. You know what I mean? She's not trying to lead him on just for a rose.
For the sake of it.
Agree.
Okay, we have to talk about the Chris Tia thing because a lot of people in the chat were blowing up about whether they felt Colton was in the right or wrong to go and bring that information to Tia about what Chris did.
Colton's in the right.
You think so?
Yeah, this is the thing. I hate snitches and snitches get stitches.
They
except
do.
Except in this case, because here's the thing. If Chris is going to be the kind of guy who snitches all the time about everything, considering like the very first episode of The Bachelorette
with
Becca,
mm-hmm.
like he can't be mad at Colton for doing the same thing that he did to protect Becca, someone that he didn't even know or have a solid connection with, when Colton actually has a dynamic and some sort of like pseudo-friendship with Tia. Where that comes from with Colton, I don't know what his intentions are, if he's trying to seem like a good guy, but I felt like it was genuine when he was doing it. I don't really know, though. It's very hard to read, like, the level of genuine... What's the word? What's the word, Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan, tell us.
No, you know what, though? I do agree with you. That did... I feel like he was being genuine in this moment. Wasn't like, I'm going to tell Tia so I could have her in my back pocket.
Right.
Like, I feel like he generally didn't want her to be her. And you know I'm not, like, a huge fan.
Right.
I do think he was just like, damn, Chris is an asshole. Like, that's not cool. You don't do that. Especially because, and this could be part of the dynamic, too, Chris was giving Colton so much flack.
The whole
thing. So that could be really part of it. Like, wait a minute. You have the nerve to tell me to choose, and then you tell Tia how you're so here for her. You're all in. Like, she needs to stop being so insecure. She's such an incredible woman. And then you go make out with someone and then are talking to Jordan about women like their meals. Like,
Oh, God.
Seriously?
Yeah. But the weird thing is that Chris has praised Colton on social media before where he's like, I wish my sister could end up with a virgin. Like, way to go, Colton, and stand your ground, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of this stuff seems two-faced where, like, you say all this BS on camera and then you go on social media and you're like, oh, we're besties. And like, no, I support you, bro. Yeah, you're awesome. And I'm just like, I don't know where people's loyalties actually are. It's so hard to tell.
Honestly, after his redemption tour, I feel like Chris is scrambling for some relevancy right now. And he's just, like, inserting himself into drama and then creating his own because he's just self-destructive right now.
I think that he just, like...
Looks like Ben Stiller.
He looks like Ben Stiller.
Christina pointed that out, and I died.
Well, everyone knows he looks like Ben Stiller, but he looks like Ben Stiller in Heavyweights with his bandana on, and it's just so funny. I think
we
have an
image. Can show that real quick?
Yeah.
Let's show the side-by-side, Chris. Anthony. Thank you.
We're going to leave you with that. But honestly, I think we're going to have to see what happens next week and see how Tia handles it. But I'm so excited to see Tia really stand up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, guys.
we'll see how long it lasts. I think Colton had two intentions with telling her. I think to get back at Chris, but I do think he is going to just keep her in his back pocket.
It's probably a little bit of both.
I think it is.
I think he wants her to go home.
I think he wants her to be taken.
I think he likes her, but I don't think he's into her. And I think he wants her off her back, his back, so he can pursue other women.
Oh my gosh, guys! You know what's so messed up? 4 girls go home next week. I'm sorry, like that. 2 guys have to go home the first week, and now they're shipping 4 girls home. I don't think that's fair. You guys, we'll be back next week to discuss Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you so much for tuning in. Mina, thank you for joining us. Where can everyone find you?
Thank you so much, Christina. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. Same goes for Twitter.
And my name is Pam Gross. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Pamela Gross Jill. And here's, I'll leave you all with my best Jenna.
I love that. And you guys know me. I'm your host, Christine. You can find me on Instagram at Christine I Alexis and on Twitter at Christine Bean.
And you guys can find me across social media at Miss Zias. And you know what? This show is just not long enough. We want to talk about Bachelor in Paradise all week long, so make sure you slide into the DMs. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you guys for tuning in. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.